McDonald speaking.
Hey, Rick, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff in underwriting. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was just on the phone for a while with Rob. Is that an okay time? Did I catch you at an all right time?
Sure.
Okay. So I just spoke to him, and I'm probably coming a little late to the party, so I'm sorry if I'm playing catch up. So what I explained to him was, on the NDA, it's really not my specialty. I don't know if something we can sign that, because we would like to take a look at what Bank of Cardiff can do internally for you, and also have a partner look at this as well from a syndication standpoint. But if we sign the NDA, then we could, you know, we'd be signing something that we shouldn't be signing. So I don't know what the concern was with the NDA. I hadn't gotten to
We always have this signed when we give out information. We're a privately held company, and we don't really float out information up into the market.
Okay. Would that be a potential deal stopper if we couldn't get the NDA signed?
Could be.
Okay. I briefly spoke, and I'm not trying to play a telephone game. I briefly kind of spoke or alluded to it in my convo with Rob. We'd like to get you guys an approval if it works, you know, just present you options. He mentioned, you know, having documents, not hiding anything. I said, hey, our docs are 3 pages long. But I don't know if I can have my team underwrite the file with an NDA, because we'd also have a partner looking at it. That'd be the whole issue. Could we get everyone on a conference call or see if that's accomplishable? I'm not trying to create any waves by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just trying to do what's right.
What's the concern with your partner signing an NDA, or you there being a partner to your NDA?
I'm not in legal by any stretch. I just know if we, the way that I read the NDA, and just from my basic experiences, if someone signs an NDA, it basically says that only Bank of Cardiff can look at this file, and we're basically putting ourselves, we're signing something that says we cannot have anyone else look at the file. Although I might be completely wrong, that's my general understanding of NDAs. Is that correct, or am I wrong? Because I'm not an expert in this by any stretch of the imagination.
I'd have to reread the NDA to be sure, but what about your the party you're going to be working with signing an NDA as well?
I could see if we could get that done. Oh, Rob just sent an email. He said okay to send without.
Okay. All right.
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions, though, actually, as I kind of go through this? Because I was actually scheduled to have you on a call, and I want to get a roll on this.
Sure.
Oh, perfect. And nice to meet you, by the way. Do you have my direct line in case you need to reach me?
Why don't you email it to me, please?
Okay. So I'm going to shoot you my email signature real quick. All right. All right. So... a few questions I have. I understand there's a few different companies here. I just kind of want to rehash the understanding and make sure I've got it. So we've got Ironwood Capital, that's a newer holding company that has a few different operating entities. One of the operating entities that's buying this equipment is the power company that manufactures pieces for both your other companies that are owned by Rob, as well as some external customers.
Correct.
That company is newer. Obviously, there's a loss in the tax return. But the whole thing that Rob basically alluded to is, hey, I don't want anyone to push me and try to put this loan under Woodings. This loan goes under the purchaser, which is the power company, and therefore Ironwood Capital, correct?
Correct.
All right. So the whole structure that I just explained to him was, we can do that. I think that's the goal here. What we'd like to do is, he wants a corp-only approval going under to the power company, and then we would use a cross-corporate entity guarantee, which would basically say that, and it's a one-page document, but it would basically say one of the other companies would cross-corporate guarantee. So if for some reason Ironwood Capital decided to not pay us, we could go to those companies and say, hey, look, you still have to pay the balance.
Yeah, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
So that won't work?
No.
Oh.
No.
So I think I might have mixed lines with him. I thought that was okay. I thought that was the idea that
can't have cross collateralization with the other two companies, because we don't want that on that liability on their balance sheet.
Well,
it's contrary to our lines of credit.
Oh, so we can't ask for an additional guarantee and addendum with these other companies?
No.
Oh, okay. So is there any way we could conference Robin? Because I think I'm missing something, so I don't want to spin the wheels.
Hold on one second.
Thanks.
I have Rob in my office.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. So I just wanted to make sure I understood everything and don't spin anyone's wheels. So I was just talking to your CFO, and the idea was that I presented was understanding the companies, and then the idea of a cross-corporate guarantee by one of the other companies. The loan still goes under the power company, but there's a cross-corporate guarantee. And Rick said, hey, stop. That's something we can't do. So
it would have to be cross-collateralization under Ironwood Capital. I'm not going to put it under Monroe or Woodings.
Okay, so this is the idea, the structure that I would have. And please, like I said, this is just my brain, my thought process, but we can always go in a few different directions. So the loan would go under the power company, but we have to somehow justify the credit and justify, hey, look, why is this company getting credit? What's the reason behind it? And that's not trying to be rude or arrogant. It's just the idea from underwriting. If we look at Ironwood Capital, you said that Ironwood doesn't have a lot of business credit, correct?
Well, then he doesn't.
No. I'm sorry?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so normally in this case, if someone has no business, a company doesn't have business credit, we would just go to the financials, especially for a corporate-only approval, and say, okay, well, let's look at the financials. However, it sounds like, just me looking at the tax return, that Ironwood's tax returns has a pretty big loss on it. My thought would be to use the credit history of the other companies, not cross collateral, a cross corporate guarantee, which simply says, and I can send you how our document looks if you want to review it, it says, if we're giving credit to the purchasing power company, who's fully owned by Ironwood. However, we're also asking for one of the parent companies to sign, so if Ironwood or this other company doesn't pay us, that we can go to them for payment.
So that's a guarantee.
A cross-corporate guarantee, correct. But the loan doesn't go under that company. It's a cross-corporate guarantee.
Yeah, sure, to disclose that it's going to bugger up our lines of credit.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's very echoey, so I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
It'll bugger up our lines of credit. We can't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We're just looking for machinery finance. I'm not sure I understand, but that's okay.
I can try the whole idea of just using Ironwood as the guarantee. My whole issue is if the financials show negative numbers, we can always try. I just want to throw some ideas out there.
One thing we're asking for initially was the piece of equipment's $500,000, which is below market. I mean, we're asking $50,000, which means you're secured 50 cents on a dollar.
I'm sorry, say that once more.
And you can sell it for 50 cents on a dollar, and you're gonna.
I got the equipment. Good luck with you guys.
Our position is machines cost us $500,000. It's worth more than that. We're looking for a $250,000 loan. If you can't loan,
we can attack it from that avenue. So we can attack it. We can attack it from the equity avenue. I just want to make sure I understand and don't spin anyone's wheels and say, hey, look, here's a great approval, and then I don't understand the transaction. So basically, you want to attack it from like the equity point of view, correct?
Yeah, from the equity you have in the piece of equipment, which is $250,000.
Okay. All I can do is say, I can say, hey, I can do my best and furnish you answers quickly.
Sure.
That's why I'm giving you a call, because I thought the cross-corporate guarantee would be okay, and now it sounds like it's not.
Nope. No, it's definitely a deal killer.
So your basically line of credit prohibits your company, your other parent companies, from guaranteeing any other business debt?
Yes. We could do it, but then it's considered debt on that company's books because they're a guarantor.
And that they're you're not allowed to. You only have you have a primary lender, and they say you can't do any debt without it. Okay, correct.
Well, it goes against our line.
Gotcha. Okay, I mean, like I said, I'm excited.
If it's going to go against our line, we're just going to draw from the line and pay for it ourselves. So then we only have one lien holder instead of two.
Okay. Gotcha. Just so you know, and I'm not trying to push here, I'll get to the financials. I'll attack it from the equity point of view. Just, you know, I understand, and I've heard this before, your kind of idea is, hey, we're getting a great deal on this equipment, and it's really worth more than $500,000, correct?
Right, and we're paying $250,000 of that $500,000.
I completely understand that. One thing we can't do is we can't estimate any value above what a vendor would sell it. So if a vendor's selling it for $300,000, we have to say the equipment's worth $300,000. We're not allowed to say, like, hey, it's a fire sale price. We're just not allowed to for equipment valuations.
So they're selling to us for $500.
Yeah. So let's attack it from the equity point of view. I'll do my best and see what information we can provide. What I'm also going to do is, I'm just going to, for your reference tomorrow, send you how our cross-corporate guarantee doc looks, not because I'm trying to push you, just to show how it is for your reference, if that becomes an opportunity in the future. I think that's, you know, what we should do, to be fair. Other than that, I think that answers all the questions, so let me get to work. Can I answer anything for you right now?
Nope, I'm good.
Cool, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
You got it, bye-bye.